of the prayer of our forefather in the Old Testament. And before we go into that, actually, praise and thank God, we have about 35, 36 questions, right? So there's quite a lot of questions for the Q&A today. And it's good that you guys, have all these questions, because this means that you guys were listening, right? Listening. So before we go into my class, I would like to answer the three questions that's in my class, right, for the prayer of the forefather in the Old Testament. So this pertains to the questions in my class. So the first question is that, if God knew that Adam and Eve will sin and knew that we were going to suffer, why did he create the world? Does anyone have an answer to that? No answer? You guys are TJC members. This kind of question should be very basic, right? You guys should know, right? Because this kind of question quite often that make people, not to believe in our God, right? Not believe in our God. Because quite often as human beings, we are very limited to know who God really is. So because of this, we have a lot of doubt and we feel like, look, what kind of God did create and put a tree in the midst of the garden and tempted Adam and Eve, right? But that's not our God, right? And also the same thing too, God, if you look at this here, right? If God knew that Adam and Eve will sin and knew that we're going to suffer, why did he create the world? One true God, it's very easy to understand one true God if you know this concept. For example, right now, right, I have a marker. Does God know I'm going to throw it? Yes, right? Why does he know I'm going to throw it? Why? How does he know that I'm going to throw it? What's that? But how does he know that I drew the marker? What's that? Okay, he's not using my time and space. But for it to happen on my side, what I have to do on my side, for it to happen, I have to throw the marker, you understand? So remember, here, God, the reason why God saw Adam and Eve ate the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because Adam and Eve did the action already. Do you understand? Because that
choose to do it. That's why I want to answer this class to have more time, right? Do you understand? So for example, Judas, right? God said if Judas is going to betray Jesus already, why did God pick him? Why did Jesus pick him? It doesn't make sense. No, Judas. The minute he chose to sin against God, it's not God already predestined to sin, you understand? Even in John chapter 13, Jesus washed his feet, hoping that he will not sin against him. But he chose, or he chose to sin against Jesus. And because of that, God knew already that his action is that. Do you guys understand? So yeah, get rid of all the other thoughts that you had before, right? I think that's what's confusing you guys, right? Get rid of all that, right? This is a very simple concept. Whatever we do right now, I'm walking back and forth, right? God knows. Why? Because I choose to walk back and forth. He does not predestine me, right? To throw my marker. To do a moonwalk, right? Or to walk back and forth. No, I have chosen to do that. And because of that, then he knew. Why? Because this whole thing under time and space is already played out. And the reason it's played out is because you and I already chosen what we want to do already. Please, question, please. Don't get this. Sure. Question. Yes.
So, does God know what choices we're going to make in the future?
The reason why God knows what choices we're going to make in the future, because why? What's that? I'm sorry? Yes. Who played it out? You read it. So, the reason he knows is he already saw us make that choice already. Before it makes a choice. See, the thing is, if you say before it makes a choice, that's only for us, right? We do not know, right? But to God, everything already, right? X-Men, even you go, like the 5 minutes of first scene, right? But you know what can happen to that already, right? Because you see the whole thing already. Do you understand? So in our life, it's like this. Because even though we right now, we are like this. So 10 years from now, maybe you're married with 10 kids. We do not know, right? But the reason God would know is because he already sees that's what you have chosen already. What you have chosen. Yes.
So,
of course, God, that's why this is the most important thing. God is spirit. When you are spirit, you're not under time and space. And because you're not under time and space, God sees everything from the beginning until the end. So that's why it is so important. God is spirit. And every one of us, for example, Jesus, how many years did he live? Jesus, how many years did he live? 33 years. Before that, who was Jesus? Yes, Jesus was God. You understand? After that, who was Jesus? So Jesus Christ became, right, for 33 years. Right, for 33 years. And his 33 years, Jesus Christ, he's under what? Time and space. Because he's under time and space, he has to eat, he has to drink. You understand? And yet he prays to the Father. We'll talk about that more later, right? One of the questions about that, right? When you come down in incarnate, right, incarnate, this means you come in flesh. Then you're under time and space. When you're under time and space, you have no idea. So when Jesus said, right, before Abraham was I am, what's he talking about? The during 33 years? When he said that, who is he? He talked about who is he? He is God. Then he said, no one knows except the Father what the kind of decision he's talking about in that time. Then no one knows except the Father. He said, not even the Son, right? No one knows except the Father. Even the Son doesn't know. So what is he talking about? He's talking about before he was God, during the time, 33 years after. Huh? He said no one knows. Not even the Son, only the Father knows. If he talks like that, what position is he?
Is he the Jesus incarnate or the Jesus God before? Huh? I can't hear you.
Jesus on earth.
Jesus on earth. Do you understand? Do you understand it? Because with Jesus on earth, he's just like you and me. He's hungry, he's thirsty, he's tempted by different temptation, but of course he's filled with God's Spirit. That's the thing, he's different, but he's filled with God's Spirit. That's why he'll overcome all the temptation, because he's filled with God's Spirit. But by 33 years, he did the same thing. He gets sick, right? When the nail goes through his hand, don't think at all, he's just faking it, right? But some people say, oh, when Jesus in the time was simply praying to the Father, he's just faking it.
No.
He's tearing just like what?
Blood. Right?
Why? Because he goes through his agony, suffering, just like you and me. Yes. There's two things, because God is not like God, you and me. Yes. The Jesus on earth, he knew that he was going to come and die for mankind. But then before that, is the Jesus as God, he knows everything. And after that, Jesus as God, he knows everything. And it's hard for us to understand, right? But just think, the 33 years that Jesus on earth, he's very limited, just like you and me. Right? Sometimes, of course, but he's still God's Spirit, he walk on water. You like to do that, but Peter did that for a little bit, right? You understand? He could not just fly from here to there. That's God's Spirit, so it's completely killing him. Look at who else can go here to there. Remember Philip, right? Who was talking about the chariot, right? The human chariot is a choice horses, so they must be very fast, right? And what is Philip doing by his side, right? Talking to the human, hey, what's going on? Like, what are you eating? That was amazing, you understand? And of course, he's still God's Spirit, you understand? But he's still human. So the same thing with our Lord Jesus Christ. For 33 years, he's human. This means if God cannot be real to him, he doesn't know. But of course, we say, how can Jesus be up in heaven and also down here? Because he is God. Can you give Zach a mental idea? Me neither, right? If I can do that, it'd be nice. I can be my wife and be you guys here, right? Be nice. But he's not. But he is God, right? So don't limit ourselves to think of, if you and I are limited, and then God is also limited. No. I don't think like that. Right? So now, we talk about predestination, right? Remember, God, even though he's all-powerful, he can never take our free choice away. Our free will away. Right now, I can assure you, I can just go on the street, cross the street, and I look at anybody and I die. Is that God determined predestination to do that? No. Why did that happen? Why is that happening? Yes, because I choose. So the same thing with Adam and Eve. They chose to eat that fruit of knowledge of good and evil. But in the eyes of God, he saw it in action already. He saw it in action already. You understand? And the reason he saw the action was because he already see what they chose to do already. You understand? That is the greatest love that God have given to us, right? It's free will. It's free will. Why? Because if we don't have free will, then of course we can just become just like a robot, right? And a robot, of course, has no love, right? Has no emotion, has no feeling. But human is the greatest thing. That's why the book of Revelation, right? Like a face of a man. It's very different, right? Than the lion, than the oxen, than the eagle. Man. Right? We are very loving, we are very gentle, right? We are emotional, very kind. A lot of animals, they do things with their instincts, right? That's what they do to survive. Human beings are not like that. Please, any more questions about this? Any more questions? Yes. But there's a certain
guy's still not getting it. You know, when God was angry, there was under time and space, there was true, there was real. During that time, right? 4,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, right? There was a real time. Because Moses cannot transcend beyond time and space. But to God, all he saw, himself and Moses speaking to one another. You understand? So, every action. Okay, let us do this. Yeah, I think what happened, we have a different concept of. Yes, but the reason God knows because we are the one that's taking the action. It's very different than say, oh, God knows, and why God, you know, don't stop it. It's to him, the movie's always played out. Can you change the movie of the X-Men? No. Why? Because whoever made the movies, they made it already. It's finished already. So the same thing with our life. We are the one making the movies, right? We are the one choosing our characters. Yes?
So God already watched the movie. How come he doesn't know what's happening between the movies?
Well, who said he doesn't know?
Well, because like Jesus doesn't know, and God became Jesus, and then Jesus doesn't know. So he's already God.
That's what I'm trying to share with you. Don't think that he's human thinking, right? Because he, when Jesus becomes human being, Jesus, right? It's 33 years. You gotta just keep it there. Don't mix him in the front. Because before 33 years, who was Jesus?
God.
And then after 33 years, who was Jesus?
God.
Right? So these 33 years is Jesus. He's in what? What kind of form is he in?
Human.
But also what?
John chapter 3. Who has NIV version of Bible? Anybody have NIV? 3. Verse. Okay, hold on. Verse 13. Can you read verse 13, 3:13? That's it?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Who had another version? Yes, read your version.
No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven.
You understand? That's the right version.
But no one has ascended to heaven except for the Son of Man, who's also in heaven. Can you understand that? Can you guys understand that? So that's why I don't think in human form, right? Because God, he incarnated himself to be flesh, but at the same time, he's still God. If he incarnated himself to be flesh for 33 years, then he's no longer God, then Satan will destroy the whole world. You understand? Because Jesus down here is limited. Okay, you guys are too young. But let's get this predestination thing out of your head. Because I think before you always think of predestined, right? It's God make us do this. God make us do that. No. Get rid of that thinking. God never make us do anything. But if you listen to him, if you pray to him, and then he can guide us. For example, all of you, right? Baptized, all creation,
First Peter. Please ask questions, really. It's important to ask questions. Chapter 1, verse 10. Of this salvation, the prophet have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, verse 11. Searching what or what man of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glories that would follow. Verse 12. To them it was revealed that not to themselves but to us that were ministering to things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit, sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into, right? Desire to look into. This means they do not know, right? There are certain things they do not know. They also want to know what's going on. Or what is. You think Satan knew that Jesus Christ is going to die for mankind at the cross? No, he did not. Why? Because there's no way. You know why? Because when Jesus Christ came down, right, he thought that's the time Jesus is going to deliver his people, right, this and that, right, to fight against them. But no. On the end, everyone was surprised. I'm sure who would say to do that? How can a God die? Right? Because remember, he died on the cross. His enemy thought everything is finished. But wow, he got rid of him. But actually, God has this other plan, that he can die for us. To shed his blood and lose his blood and unite with him. So Satan is very limited also. Any other questions here? When you look at that, right, bound, what does it mean bound 1,000 years? Can anybody read? It's chapter 20, right? What does it, can you read verse 3? You can read it out loud. Okay, so what does it mean to be bound for 1,000 years? Look. That what? Huh? Yeah. Okay, lock and seal, but this, to.
What does it mean here that when he is bound for 1,000 years, then he cannot do what? Remember, right, I shared with you guys, in the book of Revelation, the dragon, the beast that come out of the ocean, the sea, and the beast that the woman sat on, have how many head? 7 head and how many horn? 10 horn. Horn represent what? Power. Where's the power? It's in the mind, in the head, you understand? So deception, that's what it is for the end days, the great power is the sea, right? Look at verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceived Remember, yeah, that's it. Can you change that choices? If God already knew, right, are we going to be saved or not? But whatever He knows, that's all we have chosen already. So you cannot not choose. He already knows. You chose yourself already. So even though our life is like this, right, but on the end, God knows. You're going to go here, you're going to go there. Why? Because we have chosen. This is our path. You guys understand? So right now, what is the most important thing? Make sure you are safe. So right now, you're safe. Thank God, right? Thank God, you're safe. Then one day you decide, right? To commit sexual immorality, right? That's it, you're not safe no more. Right? But who knows, maybe God already knows that you're still safe, so you repent really bad, repent, come to church, this and that, right? Yes. Can you imagine if you evolution, right? You're a monkey.
do we have till? Oh, 10:10. Wow. Okay. We still study the Bible, so it's good. It's Bible. Okay. Revelation 19. Verse 13. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Who is that? Who is he talking about? Jesus, right? Jesus, okay? And then look at verse 14. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, follow him on white horses. Here, the army in heaven. It's true. Why you say baptism? What's that? Yes. There's two things, right? There's three things in reality. Look. And the armies in heaven clothed in fine linen. Fine linen, right? This fine linen, of course, is our Lord Jesus Christ. We put on him when we are baptized, right? And then what? The second thing, what? We must keep it what? White and clean. You can be a fine linen, you have to wear it. I mean, you always can say the Holy Spirit, Jesus, God, you're always right. I mean, you know, right? You're always going to be right. Let's go to Revelation 4. You know, okay, no, let's go back to 19 first. 19. Oh, no, let's go to 4. Yes, go to 4. Let's go. I'm just trying to see which way for your mind to click better, right? To click better. Oh, sorry, chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6. Verse 6:1. Now I saw when the Lamb opened one of his seal, the Lamb, who is the Lamb? Jesus, right? And I heard one of the four living creatures saying with a voice like thundering, come and see. Voice like thundering, right? Thundering and lightning, what's that represent nowadays? Huh? It's a prayer. Lightning, thundering is a prayer, okay? Come and see, right? Verse 2. And I look and behold a white horse. And he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and conquer. So here, who is the man who sat on his white horse? Huh? Jesus. And this white horse represents what? Yes. You understand? Horse is a tool. So he rides his white horse to conquer and conquer. Right? So he will use the church. And then, so those in the armies of heaven, what kind of horse they ride? Black? White. And what does that white horse represent? The church. So you and I will follow Jesus Christ, right? Using the church to conquer and conquer. You understand? So one day that you no longer ride the white horse, no longer you belong to the army of heaven. You understand? Because if you don't belong to true Jesus' church, it's no longer you part of the army of heaven. Anybody get that? Jesus knows and he doesn't know. Yeah. Maybe we can, this must be an easiest way to explain to you guys. But for me, this is the easiest way. Like, just like that, it's so simple, right? Okay, let's bow our heads and pray in silence.